Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 97.1 The Ticket. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Ladies and gentlemen, haven't talked to him in a little bit. Thanksgiving and other things. He is the franchise. He is Mike Valenti. What's happening, Michael? How are you, sir?
What's going on, boys? How's everybody?
Everybody's fine now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about my little escapade.
No, what happened?
Tuesday, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Tuesday, I tested positive for COVID with a rapid test because I was going to go to Florida today, start my vacation, see my parents. So I was not working the last 2 days. I was quarantined in the basement. And then I got both the rapid and the regular test, and the regular test came back yesterday negative. So just like Matthew Stafford, I've never won a playoff game, and I had a false positive.
Yeah, perfect. That's it.
Yeah,
that's you're now on level par.
Yeah,
perfect.
Exactly.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. That
no,
happened. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but the thing was I had no symptoms. That's why it was so weird. And
right.
That's the whole thing. So that leads us into. What's going to take place at Spartan Stadium? Allegedly, Ryan Day will not be on the sideline. He did say that they are definitely going to be shorthanded. You said from the beginning this whole season isn't real, and we're finding out here locally, obviously with Michigan as well, that this is just it's crazy.
No, I mean, look, you just view it for what it is. I mean, if you're going to bet the games, then fine, enjoy it and throw some money on it. If you just want to watch football and get some semblance of normal, that's fine too. And like I said it to you guys, like I can't really evaluate Mel Tucker one way or the other until start next year. Like, do I like the fact they've won a couple games? Yeah. There's other games they don't even look like they've played football before. I just think it's you're just looking for like baselines. Like, you know, all right, like, you know, at Michigan you have major issues. There's major like fault lines here. It's not going the way it should go,
right?
COVID or otherwise. MSU, like, you know, all right, at a minimum, you feel like you have an adult in the room coaching the team. He's going to gut half this team. But, like, yeah, I find it amazing. You still have a lot of people playing pretend, you know, doing the college football playoff show or somehow talking about bowl games that we know are not going to happen. Or now you've seen the Rose Bowl because of what's going on in California. I mean, they may have to move the Rose Bowl to Arizona. It's just like you have to find a middle ground, right?
Right, because it's no longer the Rose Bowl at that point.
John, exactly. It's a scrimmage at a Price Chopper parking lot. Like that's the point. Like, we just have to. If you want to believe it's real, you're a Clemson fan. You're hard up for a title. I guess so. But for me, no. I've just operated that it was different beforehand.
What are the components of the Michigan State team that you like, that you've been able to – you can't evaluate a whole lot, but are there any parts of it that you like?
Yeah, I like the D-line, John. I do. I think the D-line has played pretty high level considering you know, they lost some good players. They lost a Panichute. They lost a Raekwon. You know, like, I think Scotty Hazleton has proven, you know what, this guy's probably worth the money. I know the 4-2-5 is controversial up here. I know that, you know, that's not Big Ten football. No, MSU doesn't have that perfect, you know, at Michigan, I think it's, what is it, the Viper position. You know, like, we don't have the pieces yet. But, you know, John, look, they've come out and in a couple of these games played pretty damn well. And if you look at the Indiana game, yeah, it was 24-0. The offense was a complete no-show. But they hung in. They didn't give up 40 or 50. Last week, I thought they were unbelievable. So I like what I see defensively. I think they got some players. You know, I think they've got a couple good defensive backs. You've got a nice D-line. There's stuff to build around there. Offensively, yeah, I like the receivers. I mean, I know we have guys who can run, which is different than the last few years. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have speed at receiver, you know it, John. Offensively, you're just kneecapping yourself. You know, you can't – this isn't 1986. You're not going 10 yards at a time. That's just not how the game is. So there are the tenets of decent football, but I think ultimately the thing that I know now – this is and Stoney, I think I talked to you specifically about it way back. I said the one thing I want to see is, do we have a quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anyone in that room that has a future at Michigan State? And I think the answer is a resounding no. So that's okay. I think MSU's got to get to the portal to get that bridge.
Right.
They've got a freshman coming in. I couldn't tell you who he is. You'd have to ask Rico. He handles the recruiting stuff.
I think it's his name's Noah Kim, right? Isn't that the one? Or is it somebody
else? Got some kid from Texas that Rico's all excited about. I just have a rule. Put the helmet on. I'll let you know if he's any good.
Yes.
They got to get to the portal. They need a bridge. They don't have a quarterback. But no, I'm overall okay with it. I am. And I'm super okay with the all-green helmets for Saturday, so let's party. Just play the game, probably get our asses kicked, but let's watch some football.
As a college football fan like you are, I imagine you are very interested in watching BYU take on the Chanticleers this week.
I'm not mad at it.
No.
It's Wild West, outer space. Hey, do you want to play a game with 6 days' notice? You'll never see it again in the history of the world. But I'm into it because I think – I dig BYU. I think BYU is incredibly physical. You know, that they're Power Five physical, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. They're not one of these, you know, trinket finesse. Like when Hawaii made the Sugar Bowl 15 years ago, that was all just sizzle. There was no stake. And then they ran into Georgia, and you went, oh, wait, they have no chance to block or tackle these guys. BYU has grown dudes. So I like the fact they're adding somebody. I like the fact that, yeah, it's COVID, it's outer space. They'd probably never be in the position they're in, but they're going to try to capitalize. I think they'll pummel Coastal because I'm telling you, there's a difference there up front both ways.
I agree, and I would love to see them play against some of the Power Five teams.
100%.
But for me, in terms of college viewing, what I'm viewing on Saturday isn't necessarily evaluating teams, and it's not about the matchups, but it's about the individuals. You mentioned BYU. I keep being intrigued with Zach Wilson. When I watch Florida, I'm intrigued by Kyle Trask. I'm not saying he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. I'm just saying I'm intrigued by him.
Who are you bringing in, John? Let's get to it. Who are we bringing in to be the Lions draft pick? Let's get to it, Johnny. Who are we bringing in?
You got to eliminate Lawrence and Fields because they're not going to get into the top two picks. And I'm not a huge fan of agreeing with a lot of people, but the gov has been on Kyle Trask. I like his accuracy. Right now, between him and Zach Wilson, it's kind of a toss-up for me, but I've got to go with Kyle Trask because I know more about him. I've seen him against some of
– what's that? Fun. Here's two more names.
Okay.
So what do you do with what looks like this year's Burrow with Mac Jones?
I agree. That's and another thing where he's going to split votes with Najee Harris in the Heisman, but he is having a year that with Alabama quarterbacks and most recently obviously Tua Tagovailoa that is extremely good, but he's also got we know more about him because he's throwing to some of the best wide receiver talent in the country.
Correct. I think this year is the first round of this draft when you're trying to look at quarterbacks. Like, what do you do with Trey Lance? There's no tape. They played one exhibition game.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what you do. I just don't. And, of course, the Lions are not going to get the proven commodities. So, yeah, Gov may be right. Maybe Trask is the guy. Big, good, strong arm, good accuracy. Like, yes, it helps. He has a weapon like Pitts, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know too many quarterbacks that play with a bunch of stiffs and end up as first-round picks.
Right.
He needs some help in this world. So, like, yeah, I'm cool. I haven't planted my flag on a quarterback. Last year, I did. I was Team Tua. So, I'm okay with whatever, as long as they take one.
And, Mike, just to clarify, me and John actually talked about this yesterday when Stoney was in protocol. I right now would not take Trask. If let's say the Lions are picking 5 to 10. I wouldn't right now. I still want to see how he plays against Alabama, and I still want to just get the combine and numbers, you know, but I love the accuracy.
Right. Are you married to a quarterback?
No.
Oh, wait a second. You want to move forward with number nine?
Not really, but...
I'm married to taking a quarterback. You have to pick one.
No, I don't think you do that because you can damage yourself even longer.
My.
See, I still want to see more.
My.
But let me... I'll tell you what I do with the number one pick. I would package it in some way to try to get John Harbaugh to be the head coach. So that's what I would do.
Okay. All right. Now, perfect. Anything else on your Christmas?
Nope, I'm done. No, you guys go about your business.
Now, you mentioned...
I'd like Eric DaCosta to come in and run the team, and I'd like to, you know, exhume the body of Johnny United.
Yeah. You mentioned Trey Lance, and obviously because of where he plays football, the comparison, for some reason, is always to Carson Wentz. And I want to... And look, I know you hate the Eagles. Being in that division, I hate them all, but I hate the Cowboys more than any. So I kind of root for the Giants when they play the Cowboys. If you're Jeffrey Lurie, and I know you're less patient than I am, does the three-year honeymoon Super Bowl, first time ever in their franchise, does that end and you just get rid of Peterson now?
No, because I think when you look at the last 2 years, it's the injuries have been something from outer space.
Yeah,
I mean, look at that offensive line up front.
I know.
Mike, they drafted Dillard to replace Peters. Dead. Brandon Brooks doesn't play a snap. Lane Johnson barely plays. Then has ankle surgery. You know, Kelsey hurt. Look at the wide receivers. It's two straight years.
Yeah,
Travis Fulgham's a cool story, but he's only there because three or four guys die. Whoever drafted Arcega Whiteside instead of DK Metcalf,
I know.
Please report to the cafeteria. Like, you just, there are certain things they need to recalibrate. Like, I think this idea you're throwing Carson Wentz in the garbage is laughable.
So do I.
O-line, has no wide receivers. The guy, he you know what Carson's skills are. Play action, get him out on the edge, move the pocket. He's a playmaker, but he has no help. So then people act surprised when he drops back, and it's like years where Stafford was here the first couple, and you're not winning games. Well, you don't have any help. You don't have anything. So, like, I just, no, I wouldn't do it. But I would really investigate who the hell's running their strength and conditioning and what is it about the guys that we are either re-signing or going out and getting that they can't stay healthy. Mike, I've never seen anything like it over a 2 year period.
It's brutal. All right, finally, the dog of the week. I'm going to say you're going to go, you're going to take Rutgers at home getting 12.5 against Penn State.
Mike, I almost feel like when we do this, like, I kind of just want to give you one and be like, yeah, Mike, great guess. Like, I don't know that we're at, you hold on, like, Gov, when he guesses like this, he is aware that there's like 7,000 games to pick from, and his odds are like 0.001%.
Okay, so let's just get to the nitty-gritty here. This is one of Stoney's many bits that he thinks is funny, but nobody else does.
That's true. But, Mike.
It is fascinating to me, because you always do. You try to guess, and I'm like, no. Like, where did that come from? Or why do you think what you think that I would pick this game?
I don't know.
You know what the new one is?
Tell
is that he likes that he can compare himself to Stafford because he had a fake positive.
I mentioned that already. I'm done. I'm done. It's a one.
You told the entire company.
Stuff.
He told the entire company in a company email so that everybody wouldn't freak out. And then he said, yeah, I have something in common with Matthew Stafford.
My God. All right. Look, I'll keep it really, really simple. I don't know what else to tell you.
Gov, hold on. Tell Valenti the last 3 weeks in our picks. I'm 14-1.
Yeah, he is. I give him credit on that.
5-0 last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I had a couple weeks back, I'd have to check with David, but like, yeah, we had a 2 week run, and I know we picked more games, but I was like, you know, 17-3. Well, good luck sustaining that.
I know.
If anyone could do that, you wouldn't work for a living.
Damn right.
No, I kind of dig LSU with the points. I know that sounds nuts because there's 30 point dogs to Bama, but it's one of those spots where I have a hard time viewing Bama, and I know they've drilled Kentucky by 70. But you just, in the game of college football, you're not going to beat everyone by 31 points, four TDs plus. And LSU's a mess. I know they are. But I kind of like the points here. You know, you can go out, lose 42-14, and you still cover. So I'd take a whole mess of points in the Bayou Bengals.
All right. Michael, thank you as always. With Rico every day, 2 to 6. Love the show. Love the guys. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Enjoy your time. See you guys.
Bye-bye. That's Mike Belanti joining us on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.